You know, it came from personal experience. I lived down in D.C. for a while I was in college, and I had this sort of prime parking space in a great neighborhood that no one ever used because I didn't have a car. And then I, you know, growing up in Baltimore, I would go to Ravens games and I would see the sold out lot, crazy expensive. And then I would see all these guys standing out there selling their private parking for, you know, $10 or $15 with a cardboard sign. And like you said, it was really analog. And I saw that there sort of had to be a better way to do it. And, you know, having a background in technology, this just seemed like the perfect solution.
So explain to me exactly how it works.
Yeah, it's really simple, especially from the driver's perspective. All you have to do is go on your computer while you're at your house. Search wherever you're going downtown, be it to an event, to dinner, whatever it is, find a parking space and reserve it in advance. That way you know exactly where you're going, how much it's going to cost, and you have a guaranteed space when you get there. Or, you know, if you're like me and you kind of forget to do that, you can go on your mobile phone, find a space around you, and book it right from your phone. And then on the other side, it works in two ways. It's pretty simple there as well, though. We can either, you know, we work with private homeowners so that if you have a driveway behind your house, you can go online, list that for rent, and earn money just for having a driveway. And then we work with the big commercial garages, too, because they have the same problem. You know, on a Tuesday afternoon, they're half empty, and they need to get more people into those garages. So we'll price a little lower when they're empty, a little higher when they're full, and help them make more money.
So it's like advanced reservations at a restaurant, only for a parking garage.
Our thought there is that you make your reservations for dinner, you buy your tickets in advance, your whole life is planned except for parking. It's always sort of the unknown factor, and we want to make it easier for you.
How much is it going to cost me?
Yeah, you know, it depends on where you park and when you park, but the average space with us for a full day in Baltimore is a little under $15, which is quite a bit less if you just pulled up to the lot.
I'm thinking of it from the other point of view. If I'm a homeowner looking to get a little extra cash, so I say, hey, I'll rent out my driveway, like you said, and then suddenly my plans change, as they tend to do very quickly, and I need my space back. I got friends coming over that I didn't know were coming. I need that space. What happens to me then?
It's really simple. There's a really simple calendar on the back end, so you can choose when your space is available. If you have friends coming over one night, you can take it off the market. If you're out of town for a weekend, you can list it for rent. So it's really flexible. It can work around your schedule only when it's available and it works for you.
How about the guy who shows up and rents my space and then refuses to leave? He leaves his car there much longer than I expected him to. What can I do to get him out of my space?
So you have two options there. The first is, you know, you let him stay and we already have his credit card, so we keep charging him and you keep making money. The second is, if it's absolutely necessary, it doesn't happen too often, but we can tow that person. You know, if they're in violation of that contract, they're there way longer than they should be, they can be towed. But, you know, we have everyone's real phone number. We verify that. We'll always give them a call, make sure they're trying to move and see what the situation is before we would ever resort to towing someone.
Now, you started this in Baltimore. Now you're expanding to a couple of other cities?
That's right. We started this in Baltimore, and we're now in Washington, D.C. as well. In about the next month, we're going to expand to Philadelphia and San Francisco as well.
So it must be working.
It's going really well so far. We've been growing nicely, and, you know, people are really happy with the service. Parking is quite the pain point for a lot of people, especially someone from the suburbs driving into the city. And you know, this really puts their mind at ease and makes them more willing to venture into the city.
And I got to ask you about the name parkingpanda.com. What's the panda got to do with it?
Yes, the panda, well, it all started as a big joke. You know, my co-founder Adam and I built this in a single weekend, and it's really hard to buy a domain name these days. So someone was like, you guys should get a mascot. And sort of Panda Nose Parking became this running joke in the theme. And, you know, it ended up working out really nicely for us because, you know, like I said, we're taking something painful and trying to make it a little bit better of a process. And the panda really fits that. It's fun. Everyone loves a panda. It works really great for our brand.
Nick Miller, the CEO and co-founder of ParkingPanda.com. Thanks, Nick, for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thank you. Have a nice day.